Good morning. Thank you for joining for this half hour of contemplation and meditation. We'll begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 90, and following that, we will sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 90 is a review of two ideas. Let me recognize the problem so it can be solved. Let me realize today that the problem is always some form of grievance that I would cherish. Let me also understand that the solution is always a miracle with which I let the grievance be replaced. Today I would remember the simplicity of salvation by reinforcing the lesson that there is one problem and one solution. The problem is a grievance. The solution is a miracle. And I invite the solution to come to me through my forgiveness of the grievance and my welcome of the miracle that takes its place. Let me recognize my problems have been solved. I seem to have problems only because I am misusing time. I believe that the problem comes first, and time must elapse before it can be worked out. I do not see the problem and the answer as simultaneous in their occurrence. That is because I do not yet realize that God has placed the answer together with the problem, so that they cannot be separated by time. The Holy Spirit will teach me this if I will let Him. And I will understand it is impossible that I could have a problem which has not been solved already. Let me recognize the problem so it can be solved. Let me recognize my problems have been solved. What is the problem? I have this collection of false beliefs, this deck of cards, and each card is a false belief. And I pick out three or four cards to hold in my right hand as the problem for this situation. And I pick out four or five other cards for my left hand for another situation, for what the problem is for that. And what the problem isn't different for these cards I hold in the right hand and the left hand. The true problem is that I choose the cards out of the deck. That is my problem. I can go a step deeper and say the true problem is that I hold a deck. Let me recognize the problem so it can be solved. In recognizing that the problem is solved, in recognizing that I have picked the cards out of the deck, or further still, I hold the deck, in recognizing that, in exposing the truth, the problem is solved. I think about some of the situations I'll be in today. In those situations, I think I'll find myself. What are the cards I'm in the habit of picking? I'm going to be taking a shuttle bus, and the cards I am in a habit of picking about a shuttle bus is that there should be seats to sit on, that the people should be respectful, that the children should be behaved, that the trip shouldn't take too long. All these cards that I've already picked before I even get there. In recognizing my problem, as I'm picking these cards, the problems, if I choose not to pick the cards, the problem is resolved. I can see that I have a predisposition to picking these cards, believing these beliefs of how things should be. The solution is to not pick the cards. I can choose to allow whatever will happen without holding cards telling me what it should look like for me to be happy. Recognizing the problem and recognizing what cards I am holding, in recognizing that I am pulling cards, and in recognizing I do hold a whole deck of cards, the problem can be solved. The problem is solved, and that recognition and that willingness to know only the truth, to be only the truth. Holy Spirit, inner guide, help me to recognize the problem and to know that it has already been solved. In my willingness to lay down the false beliefs, any problem has been solved. I am so grateful for the problems having been solved, for the love and light that is within me. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we devote this time to listening quietly and attentively. With confidence, there is a message waiting for us. Remembering that this message belongs to us and that we want it. Thank you for joining with me today in recognizing that our problem has been solved. Namaste.